Nothing. Almost like a zero. Like just an infinite nothingness. And then maybe a thought comes on. And then the thought becomes everything. The identity, the individual, a good thought, a bad thought. And it just kind of takes over. It becomes you or me. But then when the thought goes away and there's just the zero, blank, beautiful, empty horizon of nothing, then there's no you and no me, no subject and no object, nothing to hold on to, nothing to be afraid of, no past and no future, just a thoughtless, mindless nothing. And maybe that's what I think God is, but that's a concept and a word and a thought, and sometimes it seems silly to talk about these kind of things, because talking just goes in circles and ends up nowhere, and people latch on to a method and a church and a place, and then they fight about it and they're trying to hold on to it. And they tell other people how wrong they are and how they need to open their eyes and see. And then people die. And then people will say, is God real? How could he let this happen? It all seems just so silly. I'd rather just be thoughtless.
Local news source, WUVT News.
Christiansburg teens missing, Walmart evacuated in Dublin, and viewers weigh in on the VP debate. All that plus sports and weather in today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Claire Rigney. Christiansburg police are searching for three missing teens. The Christiansburg High School students Jordan Twiggs, Alexis Coward, and Kayla Swartzel have not been seen since leaving school after classes were dismissed. They were seen boarding a bus heading to Swallow Lane in Montgomery County. They are all 14 years old. According to WSLS, police are searching a number of areas in the county after hearing reports from parents that the teen had spoken about living near a river together. Anyone with information can contact the Christiansburg Police Department after hours at 540-382-4343. On Tuesday evening, police in Dublin responded to a bomb threat that was written on a Walmart bathroom wall. The Pulaski County Sheriff's Office is investigating the threat from the Walmart on Alexander Road. Police ordered a forced evacuation and searched the store along with its parking lot. They found nothing suspicious. Store owners also gave the authorities video footage to see if they could identify the person who wrote the message on the wall. The Walmart is now open again. The first vice presidential debate took place last night against Clinton pick Tim Kaine and Trump pick Mike Pence. The two met at Longwood University in Farmville, Virginia. A CNN ORC poll shows that the majority of viewers believed Pence won the debate, potentially building some lost support for Trump after his performance in the presidential debate last week. After this debate, 29% of viewers said that they were more likely to support Trump, whereas 18% said the same about Clinton. This is different from last week when 34% of debate watchers said that they were more likely to back Clinton compared to 18% for Trump. More voters, however, said that they thought Kaine understood the issues better than Pence, although Pence was seen as more likable. Now over to Nathan Laprete with your Hokie Sports News.
Thanks, Claire. Now time for your Hokie Sports update. The men's soccer team cruised past VMI last night by the score of 7-1. Marcel Ozuna Acuna recorded a hat trick and Drew Ott added two goals. The men are currently ranked 18th in the country. The women's soccer team travels to Syracuse tomorrow at 7 p.m. Now on to women's golf, where the women just finished up their competition yesterday at the Starmount Fall Classic, which was held at UNC Greensboro. The team finished tied for second. Elizabeth Bowes finished third, and Jessica Spicer came in eighth. Anna Taylor Hugh, Amanda Hollinsworth, and Whitney Stevenson all finished in the top 20. That was Virginia Tech's best finish in program's history. The women's tennis team is currently competing at the Intercollegiate Tennis Association Women's All-American Championships in California. Junior Caroline Dextalette advanced to the round of 16. She was ranked 96th, but pulled off two upsets to get to the round of 16. She returned to the court today to face Gamara Martins from South Carolina, where she fell in a close match. The doubles team of Dextalette and Elena Corzetto Cordina also advanced to the round of 16. Today, they faced the tandem from Tennessee, and the duo didn't blink. The Hokies cruised past the Vols by the score of 8-4. They will face Oregon's team at 7 p.m. tonight. That's all in Hokie Sports on your Wednesday. I'm Nathan Lepree. Now over to Jordan with the weather.
Thanks, Nathan. Fall has made a welcome arrival here in Blacksburg. For tonight, temperatures will drop down to 50 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Thanks to a high-pressure system dominating the weather over our area, Thursday will be similar to today as highs reach 70 degrees and skies remain partly cloudy. Overnight lows will bottom out around 55. A cold front and even potentially the outer clouds of Hurricane Matthew will be approaching Virginia beginning on Friday. This will increase the moisture in the atmosphere, allowing for an uptick in cloud cover as well as the chance for precipitation. Temperatures will remain around the 70 degree mark. Friday night and into Saturday is where the uncertainty lies in the forecast. Everything will depend on Hurricane Matthew and if there's any shift in its track. As of right now, the impacts of Matthew look to remain well to our southeast. However, the incoming cold front and easterly flow will definitely affect us here in Blacksburg. Because of that, rain is expected for the start of the weekend. As the front passes through, winds will become gusty, allowing for cooler air to be ushered into the region. Sunday's high temperature will hold in the lower 60s, but be accompanied by continued breezy conditions. High pressure will settle back in for the beginning of next week. Be sure to stay tuned for further updates on Hurricane Matthew and its potential impacts on our weekend. That's all from the WUVT Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Jordan Pegram. Back to you, Claire.
Thanks, Jordan. It's cloudy in the New River Valley. It's 66 in Roanoke, 67 near Dublin and Pulaski, 70 in Marion, 67 near Bluefield, and it's 64 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Claire Rigney.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
This hour programming is brought to you by The Cellar Restaurant, located at 302 North Main Street in downtown Blacksburg. The Cellar is open daily for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. Live music is featured weekly. The Cellar's sister six-pack store is attached to the restaurant. The Cellar can be contacted at 540-953-0651, or you can visit www.the-cellar.com. WUVT thanks The Cellar for their support. This is Commodore Ace Fever with some new music and the Mystery Secret theme show. Join the Women's Center as they launch the It's On Us campaign at Virginia Tech on October 5th from 6 to 8 in Squire Student Center and take the pledge to end sexual assault. You can visit It's On Us VT on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for more information.
Because I'm still in love with you.
This hour of programming is brought to you by The Cellar Restaurant. Located at 302 North Main Street in downtown Blacksburg, The Cellar is open daily for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. Live music is featured weekly. The Cellar's sister six-pack store is attached to the restaurant. The Cellar can be contacted at 540-953-0651, or you can visit www.the-cellar.com. WUVT thanks The Cellar for their support.
Apple of my eye, girl. I see your soul in many ways I've never seen. What's close to hold you nearer, girl? Closer to you than I am to me. It seems to me you've chosen. I accept her me slowly. I'm joy.
Oh, girl, hurry slowly. Thank you. Join the Women's Center as they launch the It's On Us campaign at Virginia Tech on October 5th from 6 to 8 p.m. Wait a second. Yeah, right now. From 6 to 8 p.m. in Squire Student Center and take the pledge to end sexual assault. You can visit It's On Us VT on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for more information. Huh, looks like I have to kill that one. Thank you.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.